someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is...
It's Saturday. Gonna shine, shave, shower, and brush my teeth. Go out and dance and forget my grief. Make all the nightclubs in this town, 'cause my sweet baby's gonna show me around. Well, we go here and there and everywhere. Where we go, I just don't care. We'll do the town up and we'll do it right, because tonight is Saturday night. Who cares if talk gets around? Sly and not so meek. Saturday don't come but once a week. Gonna shine, shave, shower, and brush my teeth. Go out and dance and forget my grief. Make all the nightclubs in this town, 'cause my sweet baby's gonna show me around. Baby's gonna show me around. Well, we go here and there and everywhere. Where we go, I just don't care. We'll do the town up and we'll do it right, because tonight is Saturday night. Daylight will catch me going strong. One only lives once in a life, and I don't have a nagging wife. Gonna shine, shave, shower, and brush my teeth. Go out and dance and forget my grief. Make all the nightclubs in this town, 'cause my sweet baby's gonna show me around. Shower and shampoo. Go out and dance a whole night through. I'll swing it left and I'll swing it right, because tonight is Saturday night.
Hey, company's here. Our company, that is, hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City, WCUC Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio. .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, which will display all sorts of ways that you can listen online, as well as by phone on 8728. Today, our doors open at 10 o'clock. You can be part of our live broadcast. We'll welcome Mount Lebanon High School Songwriting Club members Mira Johns and Gabby Prasad. They will perform a few songs for you. Also, some writers who recently received awards from the Scholastic Art and Writing Award Program. Tika Gill from Penn Trafford High School. C. Somber from Pittsburgh Kappa. And Layla Nigel from Dorseyville Middle School. KDD joins us just after 11 o'clock. And earlier today, Steve Hawkins at 8:20 talking about Vocal Confluences Spring Show, Sounds of Steel, an a cappella tribute to Pittsburgh artists, which will run today and tomorrow at First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood. After the show, our studios and youth media center can be toured until 2. It's all part of Remake Learning Days. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I long to go back where the space was wider. My own smokes, longing to go back where people seem politer to say hello. And even I'll go. I've been way so long, I think this is the right road. But it's changed so much, I know for sure. Yes, the day will come and I'll be on the right road. I'm saying hello, and even I'll go. I can send off a letter to him, but that would leave no surprise. No, I got to wait, or wait for that look in their eyes. And I'll sit by the creek where the water runs cool, and I know I'll have such a good time. I'm saying hello, and evening I'll go. I can smell the coffee brewing. I'll take my black, you know it's good to be back. Go and tell me how folks, you folks been doing. I'm saying hello, and evening I'll go. Hey Bill, won't you tell me when that train to stop? I wanna get off and say hello to a couple of people I think I still know. And I want to miss my words. I'll take a piece of the cake if they make. I can't be late. You got to get what's on the plate. My black, you know it's good to be back. Don't tell me how you folks been doing. I'm saying hello, and even I'll go. Hey Bill, won't you tell me when that train will stop? I wanna get off and say hello to a couple of people I think I still know, and I do too. And I ain't one to miss my words. I'll take a piece of the cake if they make. I can't be late. You got to get what's on the plate. Yo, little lady, oh, little lady, oh, little lady. can't even hollow. Give me some room, you can't do it too soon.
Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Hello to Dust Bowl Jack checking in early today. And around the same time, checking in, Russ in King, North Carolina. And Tommy in Virginia as well. And hello to Susie in Alexandria. And hello to you. Thank you for joining us. I hope you had a good week. We had a couple field trips this week. Life Mail Steam Academy was here, and it was so great to see these students. And yesterday, from my own neighborhood, we had kids, elementary school students from Bellevue Elementary School here. They had a ball. Also, thanks to Megan Chen from KDKA TV for a great story that she did about SLB. You can see a little bit of me and a whole lot more of Olivia, who is heading off to Boston University as a first-year student to study journalism. It was absolutely great to see that story. You can see a bit of Deanna, our director of programs, in that story, and we thank Megan for taking the time to showcase our work. There's a link to that story on our Facebook page, and we'll get one on our website eventually. I meant to make sure that got done and forgot. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday at Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's pop quiz. And today's pop quiz is straightforward enough to give you the word brag is an example of a word containing the letter B that is still a word when the B is removed. Brag becomes rag. Another example of such a word is babble. Take away all the B's in babble and you end up getting ale. A-L-E. Our challenge to you is to come up with five additional words that have one or more B's in them, yet are still words when all of the B's are removed. 412-200-5975. Another example is table. T-A-B-L-E. Take away the B and you get tail. A lot of them start with the letter B. A few of them here and there have a B somewhere else. There's even a one where the B is at the very end of the word. Are you ready to play?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. Here's Loudon Wainwright III.
It's wonderful to be alive, to be a bee in this beehive. It's tough as nails, it's smooth as silk, it's milk and honey without milk. I work with flowers, it's my work. From this there's no way that I can shirk. No, 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 there is no complex philosophy. It's just because I'm a bee. Unlike the skunk, I do not smell, but I have a thing and it stings like hell. As heroes go, I'm unsung. But step on me and you'll get stung. You'll get stung. The cutest bee that I've ever seen is our own big fat sexy queen. It's true she hasn't got such great legs, but you should see the girl lay eggs. It's wonderful to be a bee, although there are billions just like me. This hive of mine, I call it home. There is no place like home, sweet home.
My garden has bee balm and butterfly weed and dozens more flowers that honeybees need. Around, don't you see? Oh, the beauty of the bee balm, the wonder of the bee. When a bee comes to visit a flower, you see, she drinks up the nectar as sweet as can be, and she packs lots of pollen upon her bee's knees. She bumps up against what makes blossoms make seeds. Oh, the beauty of the columbine, the wonder of the bee. She hauls pollen and nectar right back to the hive to become yummy food, which is how bees survive through the long cold winter. Cycle of life. Oh, the beauty of forget-me-not, the wonder of the bee. Music to me, the honey's as sweet to my tongue as can be, and the seeds and the fruit are delicious to eat, or else grow into flowers most lovely to see. Oh, the beauty of the wild rose, the wonder of the bee.
Louis Collins. Isn't that a nice song? Bee song at the Saturday Light Brigade. And before Louis Collins, you heard B-side from Loudon Wainwright III. We'll get to our B words in just a moment. By the way, you can find the bee puzzle on Facebook. As of now, I noticed it didn't pop up, and I did exactly what I thought I did. I scheduled it to pop up at 6.05 p.m. rather than a.m. I've since changed that. I did that once before and can remember sitting at home and all of a sudden I'm getting notifications that people are playing our pop quiz. Look, Ricky, all of these answers are coming in. Isn't this strange? It's 6 o'clock at night and all of these answers are coming in. It's, oh, that's because we just posted the puzzle at that hour instead of in the morning. Good morning to Patrick in South Park. His words, boat becomes oat, bat becomes at, boar, B-O-A-R, becomes or, so does B-O-R-E becoming O-R-E. Bill becomes ill, and bring becomes ring. Good morning to Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina, with break to rake, blame to lame, bear to ear, bleak to leak, and brink to rink. These can get a little addictive after a while. It's hard to stop. Zach in Pittsburgh has bloom to loom, bart to art, brook to rook, blame to lame, brooch to roach. And here are some really good ones where the B is not at the beginning. Hobble becomes hole, ruble and rubble both become rule. Nice work, Zach. Tom and McCandless has bone to one, brick to rick, ball to all. Blow to low, and bark to arc. Russ had quite a few both spellings of bore to O-R-E and O-A-R, bend to end, bout to out, bark to arc, blood to lead, brain to rain, bright to right, bran to ran. Some of these I've already mentioned, and they're all great. I want to be sure I get all of them. And border to order. Ooh, belated to elated. That's great. Balm to alm, boat to oat. Also rubble to rule and hobble to hole. Oh, here's one. Rabble to rail and dabble to over hill, over dale. Dabble to dale. Blabby becomes lay. Excellent. And also, bent becomes ent, the tree-like animal from Lord of the Rings. Russ has a lot. bear two are bale two. Ale bale of both bales to both ales. Mark is in Slippery Rock this morning, and Mark, it's great to have you with us. He sent Breach to Reach Blah to Law, Bright to Right Blow to Low, Bale to Ale, a lot of those, and Box becomes Ox. And hello to Mark and Irwin, Table to Tail, Brunt to Runt, Breg to Reg, Broad to Road, Brim to Rim, Box to Ox, Bin to In, and Bear to Ear. And here's Tom and Barbara in Stallstown. With stable, they tried to restrict themselves only to words where the B was not at the beginning and found that to be very tough. They found two, stable to stale, excellent, and garb to gar, the fish. And then they have bread to red or reed, bus to us, brook to rook, and also black to lack and braid to raid. Vivian has bark to arc, bus to us, branch to ranch, bramble to ramble, and box to ox. Jim in Crafton Heights has Bobby to oi, and barista to arista, and brush to rush, bangles to angles, very nice, fluster to luster, bleak to leak, blimp to limp, and blink to link, among others. And here comes Linda in Collier, half of the dynamic duo, with built to ill, break to rake, bother to other, butter to utter, boil to oil, ball to all, and bell to L. Now Tommy outdid himself, somehow not surprising. Some of these I already mentioned. I'm going to try to limit these. He has carbon becomes carone, as in dancer Leslie Carone. Verbal to viral, V-E-R-A-L, tract of land under cultivation. Robust to roust. Breath to wreath. Remember before I said there was at least one where the B comes at the end? Tommy found that. Superb becomes super. He also had timber becoming timer, beaten becoming eaten, and beach becoming each, rebel becoming, you got it, real, fiber, F-I-B-R-E, becoming fire, and he had Bobby becoming oi as well, and a whole bunch more in addition to those, but I wanted to read some of his that were unique. Johanna came up with quite a few, including blow becoming low, bowl becoming owl, and brat becoming rat. Kathy in Tyonesta got six altogether. I've mentioned all of them, but a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Just the same. And Jim in Blackridge came up with a bunch, including bladder becoming batter and babble becoming bay, bale, that is, and bluster becomes buster, and about a dozen others. And finally, Sue has a few more, or a few that we haven't mentioned. Cubed becomes cued. These are all words that remain words when all of their B's are removed. Tribal becomes trial. Sable becomes sail, and rebar becomes rear. Nicely done. Andrea Cooper sent some in, too. All of hers have been mentioned already. And finally, Jeff in Squirrel Hill has bask becoming ask and bright becoming right. Wow, it's a lot that we just accomplished. Thank you for playing along on our pop quiz. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in just a minute. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I've been having some hard traveling, I thought you know. I've been having some hard traveling way down the road. I've been having some hard traveling, hard rambling and hard gambling. I've been having some hard traveling long. I've been riding in fast rattlers, I thought you know. I've been riding in flat wheelers way down the road. I've been riding in blind passengers, dead enders, kicking up cinders. I've been having some hard traveling long.
Seen an old song from a brand new album called Remains to Be Seen, and there's another song from that album I hope to get to, and that'll come up very shortly. Our history riddle is going to be coming up first, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. I don't know why I just thought about this, but Ricky and I, we have exactly one television in our house. Not a very big one. Relatively modern, though. And this is a first world problem, but after the storms, when it woke back up, it lost some of its settings. And none of the words are matching the lips of the speaker. And you never realize how unsettling that is as you were to watch TV and you hear a person say something and their lips are off by maybe a second as they speak. It's probably not a whole second, but it's probably more like a tenth of a second or so. Sometimes, every now and then, I feel like that's happening to me in real life.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
If you enjoyed our pop quiz from about half an hour ago, we feature our pop quiz in our weekly newsletter, and it's easy to subscribe.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Well, now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's Hister-Riddle. Are you ready? He studied piano and composition at Juilliard, then came to Carnegie Mellon to earn a 1968 BFA. He co-wrote a well-known musical that opened at New York City's Cherry Lane Theater 54 years ago this very day. Other credits include the song Corner of the Sky and the musical The Baker's Wife, as well as the words that helped bring Disney's Pocahontas and The Hunchback of Notre Dame to life. 412-205-975. If you think you know the correct answer, I hope you'll consider getting involved and getting on the radio. It's up to you. It's all in good fun. You can text us at that number or you can call us. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Good luck, and the Saturday Light Brigade charge is yours. He studied piano and composition at Juilliard, then came to Carnegie Mellon to earn a 1968 BFA. He co-wrote a well-known musical that opened at New York City's Cherry Lane Theater 54 years ago this very day. Other credits include the song Corner of the Sky and the musical The Baker's Wife, as well as the words that helped bring Disney's Pocahontas and The Hunchback of Notre Dame to life.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
You with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged. All I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, and the darkness inside you makes you feel so small. But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. Yeah, like a rainbow.
you'll know I'll be there. And I see your true colors, they're shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful, yeah, like a rainbow.
Split in the road. You can do what is right, or you can do what you were told. And the prize of the victory will belong to the bold. Yes, these are the days. These are the days. These are the days of decision.
That's Pat Wichter at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Days of Decision. And by request for Dust Bowl Jack, Joshua Radin with True Colors. By Cindy Lauper. Once again is this morning's history riddle. A lot of correct answers have been coming in, and we'll share it with you in a moment, the correct answer. He studied piano and composition at Juilliard, then came to Carnegie Mellon to earn a 1968 BFA. He co-wrote a well-known musical that opened at New York City's Cherry Lane Theater 54 years ago this day. Other credits include the song Corner of the Sky from the musical Pippin and the musical The Baker's Wife, as well as the works that helped bring Disney's Pocahontas and The Hunchback of Notre Dame to life. Feel free to share your answer with us. By the way, hello to Stu and McCandless, who texted 412-200-5975 earlier for our double, or for our bee puzzle, removing bees from words and having them continue to be a word. He had the word rubble becoming rule. Bob in Washington has the correct answer to this morning's puzzle. We also have a correct historiddle answer from Mark in Slippery Rock. And John, who is in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, has the correct answer, as does Tom in McCandless. The guess of Joseph Stein from Kathy in Tyonessa. Had a couple guesses of Joseph Stein. Who's known for Fiddler on the Roof and Zorba. And I'm trying to think. Maybe it's Corner of the Sky and our... Oh, The Baker's Wife. That would be... he did the book for The Baker's Wife, but not the lyrics. So that's a good guess. Just the same. I wonder... he's going to check to see if he has any Carnegie Mellon connections. He went to Columbia University and earned a Master of Social Work degree and worked as a psychiatric social worker. And then began writing comedy for Henry Morgan to Lula Bankhead, and Jackie Gleason. Plus, he was part of the writing team for Sid Caesar, which included Woody Allen, Mel Brooks, Carl Reiner, and Neil Simon. I don't know much about Joseph Stein. I'm glad he was guest. Ralph has the correct answer via Facebook. Thanks, Ralph. And we have a correct answer coming in also from Susie, who is in Alexandria. Oh, did I? Before Susie, I believe we had a correct answer from Jack as well. Let me double check. Jack had a guess of Marvin Hamlisch. Good guess, and about the right era, if not exactly the right era, but not Marvin Hamlisch. Here's Susie now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, this is the show that gets my weekend off to a good start.
I'm glad. That's why we're here.
I was up at like 4 a.m. because I had a really bad night of sleep, and I'm like, okay, just two more hours.
Well, you can always listen to our 24/7, but it is a lot more fun live. Definitely more fun to be live and in person as you listen. Yeah. And I've had nights like that where I will wake up at maybe 2 in the morning or 3, and I just can't get back to sleep, and I'm wide awake. And then when it's time to really be awake, I'm, of course, as sleepy as can be.
Yeah. Well, I actually was dreaming that I couldn't sleep.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So when I woke up, I was like, oh, what a horrible dream.
That's a tough one. Do you ever have dreams that are so vivid and interesting that you wake up and, you know, you reflect on them, and then you say, I can't wait to think about this more, and then you go back to sleep, and when you wake up, all you remember is, I had some dream, but I forget what it was.
These dreams are very vivid in my mind. I probably could, like, write a novel about what happened in my dreams last night. I mean, you know, like, the music director for my church was taunting me with, like, you know, phone games that I couldn't get off my phone, and I couldn't get to, like, other parts of my phone because, you know, my phone is like an SE, and mm-hmm. it's missing a couple updates, and so, like, I couldn't do anything else on my phone besides this game. And then, you know, I had to ask a policeman where my car was, and I mean, it just went on and on and on.
That does not seem fair at all.
No.
That's a very rough dream. Well, I'm glad that the hour has come such that we can spend some time together. You knew the answer we were looking for, and who is it?
Stephen Schwartz.
Indeed. And something I didn't know was that he was not the original writer of Godspell. He was brought in more or less to rework it. It made its debut as the work he put together today in 1971. But the musical, which I love, it began as a project by drama students at CMU. It was a thesis for graduation, and then it went to an off Broadway theater, but it wasn't quite ready. It was then rescored as an off Broadway production, and Stephen Schwartz was involved in the rescoring of the play along with John Michael Tbalik, and that's the Godspell we know these days. So, really interesting.
That's interesting
show.
Yeah.
And that he's, Stephen Schwartz is still very much alive and has gone on to do so many things, from Wicked to Pippin, mentioned earlier. Has gotten tons of awards, and he's 77. He turned 77 back in March. Do you remember, have you seen Godspell? I imagine you have.
Yes. I saw it more than a couple years ago. I've been out of Pittsburgh for 9 years, so let's see. So I saw it about 15 years ago on the north side at a church, and it was just really beautiful. I had known some of the songs, because, you know, some of the songs are just a part of, you know, almost the American songbook, although maybe not quite. And but it was neat to see the play.
Yeah, and I think they have become, you're right, maybe soon part of the American songbook, but they sound like standards as you hear them. They are just beautiful. Well, a charge to you. Here's hoping that you're able to have a restful, relaxing weekend.
Well, I don't think so, because my parents are moving this month.
Oh, that's lots of work.
Today I work, so, but I'll make it through. I'll just, you know, lots of coffee.
Day by day.
That's right.
Thank you,
day
Susan.
By day and lots of coffee.
Thanks. Take care. Other guests is coming in from Marge in Brookline, or in Whitehall. Sorry, Marge. Marge is in Whitehall now. Bob in Washington, glad you enjoyed the music today. And Linda also playing along today. And Collier. Have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Month and Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and our own SLBRadio.org/radio.
The world through the sunset in your eyes, traveling the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call, animal carpet wall to wall, American ladies 5 foot tall in blue, sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind.
had to get away to see what we could find. I hope the days that lie bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board. Take you there. I smell the garden in your hay. Take the train from Casablanca, going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth.
Colored cotton singing the air. Charming cobras in the square. Striped gilet buzz we can wear at home.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board.
She aren't. And the Marrakesh Express kicking off this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. And we've got a brigade charade puzzle that we are going to play in just a few moments. You know, we welcome calls from kids, adults, and everybody in between. Did you call as a brigadier when you were a kid? You may well have. We hear from adults that listened with their families all the time. And while you don't hear as many kids on the radio these days, and I'll tell you why in a moment, we still have kids participating with their parents. Sometimes we get texts from parents that relay guesses from kids. Sometimes we'll talk to kids off the air. The reason you don't hear as many voices on the radio from kids, maybe think about that for a minute. Do you know why? I think you probably do. It's part of how the world has changed in the years since we've begun back in 1978. For the most part, houses don't have telephones anymore. People do. But the times when somebody between the age of maybe 5 and 13 could go to the phone in the kitchen or in the family room and pick it up and call us are for the most part no longer there, because phones are associated with people rather than households, and there often isn't a way. And also we communicate so much by text these days. We'll give you our number to use for texting us and our phone number in the event you would like to call us, as you're always welcome to, coming up as we get ready to play Brigade Charades momentarily.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
SLB summer camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Our summer 2025 schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. No experience is needed and scholarships are available. Learn more about themes, dates, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025.
Our doors are open starting at 10 o'clock today. You can't stop by and see how all of this comes together. It's part of Remake Learning Days. There's no admission. You can come and join us at our studios and Youth Media Center. And after 12 noon, when the Saturday Light Brigade ends its broadcast, we will still be open until 2 o'clock. So you can come anytime between noon and 2. We'll have studio tours, and it will be my pleasure to greet you, as will it be for Ricky, as we see you anytime today, May 17th, as we celebrate Remake Learning Days, starting at 10 a.m. and continuing until 2. Now, it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is time for this morning's Brigade Charade puzzle. This week, we're looking for a three-syllable word. The clue is leftovers. Leftovers. Syllable one, 500 sheets. Syllable two, primary. Syllable three, German article. And that should lead to a three-syllable word. Remember, when playing charades, spelling does not count, as is the case here. Once again, the clue is leftovers. A three-syllable word, the first syllable, 500 sheets. The second syllable, primary. And the third syllable,